A five-minute keynote by Joseph Faust. Dear women, you are powerful. Dear women, I have a message for you from a man who has listened carefully to women since I was 13. When my mother divorced my father and then her best friend, Judy, and her two daughters moved in with us. At 13, I suddenly found myself living with six females for 5 years before college, where I began my official lifetime study of masculine and feminine dynamics. In the previous 25 years, I've listened to hundreds of women and men in thousands of one-on-one coaching sessions, plus designed and delivered dozens of co-ed workshops and a few men's groups and masterminds with powerful men, entrepreneurs, coaches, elite athletes, entertainers, artists, musicians, doctors, healers. And now, from what I've heard and learned, I have a message for you, for your love life success. And here it is. Most men want to love women well. And we men have received a lot of contradictory messages about how men should and should not relate with women from the media and from the women in our lives. Most men I've coached have heard more words from women than they know how to process. And they are confused about how to succeed with you. They want to contribute to your happiness. They want to care for and love you. They want to live and love well. And women, I've heard you've been hurt. And your mothers and grandmothers have been hurt. And you've raised your standards. And you're stepping into your power now. And this growth, it's beautiful and important. And I support the growth 100%. Most men are not afraid of your power. They're afraid of the abuse of your power and afraid of the abuse of their own power. And now many men, due to confusion, overwhelm, and an attempt to reduce the hurt, are shutting down and withdrawing. I believe we humans need to get that when power is used related to another person in any other way except to serve, it becomes the abuse of power. When our power is used destructively, it will decrease. And when our power is used to serve, it increases. So I have good news. I've seen a sign from the future, and it clearly says, love wins. Yes, love will ultimately win. Right now, there's a lot more women looking for a great male partner than men who are looking for a great female to partner with. I believe there are definite reasons why this is happening, and I believe you can be part of the transformation contributing to a positive change. First, the challenge. Currently, there's a lot of shaming and blaming in the media and many other places of the masculine. This is disempowering men and boys and creating less of the kind of the strong masculine men most women seek to partner with. Also, it seems 80% of the women are seeking the top 5% of the men in our current society, who have maintained their masculinity and power. And that math doesn't work well for women or families. So ladies, a secret that will benefit you, your daughters, this country, and the world is to celebrate the masculinity in men that you enjoy and that you want to see more of. Every day, men are building homes, buildings, businesses, putting out fires in dangerous situations, solving complex problems, making beautiful music, providing real medicine, protecting this country, and a million other things. And it matters. And it matters a lot. Women, I believe you do not want a country full of males who have given up, who feel like they can no longer win with you, no matter what they do, and spend their lives in video games. Because that is not a world that supports you in living your dreams, opening your heart, your body, or expanding your life. So, let us focus on both men and women seeking more ways to respect each other, win together, and celebrate the feminine and masculine for the beauty and power and magic that we were born to bring each other and to this world. Today I stand for men loving women well and women loving men well, in deep respect and appreciation for who you are and with a lifetime commitment to all of us learning to love as we were born to. May all people experience what it is to love and be loved well. Finally, these three men have said it simply. The Dalai Lama, My religion is kindness. Martin Luther King, anyone can be great because anyone can love. Emmett Fox, if I could only love enough, I would be the most powerful man on earth. And yours truly, Joseph Faust, JT. It's not how much you do that matters most. It's how much love you do it with. To the men who hear this message, if you want to meet some great women who get it and will appreciate you, join the magic happening now in the Lovers Clubhouse or in the next Attraction Masterclass.